Hey everyone, it's Tom from Cerulean Bay, and today we've got a really great introduction to a cool episode that is filled with some really neat ideas and styling tips for you about how you can bring that look of the islands into one of the most important spaces in your home, the kitchen. It is a place in your home that many times is overlooked when it comes to redecorating, and we feel it is one of those places that can speak to you in a wonderful way if it is done correctly with wonderful inspiration from the tropics. You can really experience beauty and peace in one of the most commonly used rooms in your house. So with that tranquility of the tropics going, the kitchen can be a very quiet place to be, even if you're in there doing everything from chopping and prepping and cooking. So we really think having something that is calming to look at is a very important thing. It's a very healthy thing to have. And we think using the elements that we're going to talk about in this episode can help you get there. It can help you transform your kitchen into that tropical happy place. Too many kitchens out there still have that standard home builder look. And to be honest, they are kind of boring. There's just no other way to really say that. Your kitchen is a very important place in your house, and there are a lot of ways that you can bring in those coastal and tropical touches, which can help to transport you to a truly wonderful place. So from countertops and cabinetry to backsplashes and flooring, we will get into all of those. We will look at tropical styles that use deep colors such as jungle greens and ocean blues. You've got the vibrant oranges and reds and pinks that are found in tropical flowers and in amazing sunsets. And we also look at what your kitchen looks like now. What do you truly have to work with? Maybe you've already got a lot of great stuff in there when it comes to cabinetry and countertops and things that are a really, really good foundation to start with. Or maybe you've got some great artwork and decor in there. But what we do is help you to focus on those specific pieces, because we also want you to look at any needless clutter, things that simply don't belong in the kitchen. Because to be honest, the kitchen is one of those places that tends to be the dumping ground for some stuff. It just tends to be the collection point for mail and papers and just things, and they get strewn across the countertops and maybe the kitchen table or the kitchen island. So if you really, really honestly look at this, when you imagine your ideal tropical escape, is clutter really part of the picture? You really don't see things lying around when you go to an exotic tropical resort and everything is all nice and tidy and clean. And that's how your kitchen should be too. Your countertops, your stove. If you're going to spend the time and effort and money to create a really cool tropical scene in your kitchen, make sure that it's something that you can look at all the time that's just wonderful. So we are going to get into that, just how to look at your kitchen, what to look for, and then start taking inspirations directly from nature. Because when possible, that is where the best tropical inspiration comes from, is from nature itself in the tropics. So, you know, you don't have to try to create brand new scenes and ideas in your head. We'll give you lots of tips and tricks about what to look at that will help to generate some cool inspiration and some ideas. We've got 7 basic ideas of tropical kitchen design, which are very commonly used. And those include the use of natural materials. They include the right color palette, lighting, things like accents and accessories, plants. Of course, you have to have plants. Prints and patterns, and of course, a really cool backsplash. We will get into the details of why backsplashes are so important, how those are also very frequently overlooked, but how you can really bring your kitchen to life with a cool backsplash. And then, you know, we look at things that are made of wood, made of stone, made of other natural materials. And we've got other tips and tricks about how to do things like make small kitchens appear larger. There are a few visual little things that you can do there, because small kitchens can be awesome little tropical escapes too, but why should anything be smaller than it really has to? And then after those 7 design elements, we get into 8 tropical kitchen ideas that we've researched and pulled together. And we want to share those with you because they're very good in helping people connect their personality to their kitchen space. When you think of your kitchen, it really is more important than a lot of people realize. It's not just a place to prep food. It's a place where usually when you're entertaining, everyone lands in the kitchen hanging out. Even if you've just got a few friends over, you're visiting with family, people invariably end up in the kitchen. So it is one place that really should reflect who you are, what your personality is, what is it that you love to do. You can bring elements of that into your kitchen space. And if you're somebody who loves the tropics, then why not show that off? So we get into some great ideas about how to do tropical kitchens in different scenes. We do include some tips as well for outdoor spaces. If you do a lot of cooking outdoors, maybe it's just some grilling, or maybe you do full-on full meals out there. So we'll touch on just little outdoor grilling areas versus full-on outdoor kitchens. Then we get back inside and we'll look at things like lush tropical spaces compared to minimalist contemporary looks, which really don't have anything on the countertops pretty much. They're very clean, they're very utilitarian, they're very practical. But you can bring in touches of the tropics with just a pop of bold color here and there, or maybe some really cool texture in a lighting fixture, or maybe with some bar stools or something. We will also touch on the important topic of permanence, because a lot of people don't really realize how the kitchen is one space that carries the most permanence in your house. And by that, we mean it's a room you simply can't change out like you can a living room or a dining room or a bedroom, where you can literally empty it of everything, where you simply want to swap out furniture and just put in a whole bunch of new things. Or maybe you love what you already have and you just want to rearrange it all. In a kitchen, you can't really do that, because if you think about it, you've got your countertops and your cabinetry, your sink, your appliances. All of those are pretty much hardwired into your kitchen. They're not things that you can just pick up and move. And neither is the paint or the wallpaper, your cool backsplash, the lighting. All of that too is pretty permanent. So when you are thinking about doing a remodel or really just making some changes to your kitchen, you want to put a little bit of extra thought into that, because again, permanence is going to set in really fast. Once it's there, it's there. Then, as I mentioned, we get into the plants, both real and fake, because we love tropical plants. And those, when you have the right number of them and they are strategically spread out, they really help to maximize that tropical effect. We also touch on the style of your kitchen, the architectural style, the size that you have to work with, because at the end of the day, you can only work with what you have. So again, we just encourage people to be very careful, because when you are doing the kitchen, it's a room that everybody's going to see at some point. But yeah, this episode is packed full of ideas and tips. And again, our goal is to inspire you. We just want to provide value. And in doing that, we have made Patreon our home. So if you head over to Patreon, that's where you can join one of our membership tiers and enjoy the full episode that we have for you today about the topic of kitchens and all of our other full-length episodes. We are moving all of our full-length episodes over to Patreon. And for added inspiration, you can also check out our website at ceruleanbay.com, because that is where we have our online store and our affiliate marketing pages. We have been curating some really cool collections of great products that will help you to create your tropical escape at home. And they'll also further enhance what you might already have in an existing personal retreat. If you've already got a cool space, maybe we've got something over there that can just help you level it up a bit, bring it up a notch. We are Amazon partners, and we are also partnering with some other really cool vendors. So keep checking back over there, because we've got some cool products over there that you might not otherwise find on your own. And then there is the YouTube channel. We are building that out, and we have a selection of free videos over there. Again, all of the full-length videos are going to be over on Patreon, and those will include product reviews and just other cool stuff. So all of that is waiting for you too. Just a quick note about our YouTube channel, to be completely honest and transparent. It is new, and it was not easy for me to initially get in front of the camera. I'm just not one of those people that likes to be in front of the camera or having my picture taken. So I do say it's not for the faint of heart, but I am getting better at it, and it's starting to become fun to do it. hopefully you guys will tune in over there, because having you guys watch, it really does mean a lot. Our content is growing, and we just want it to turn into another source where you can come and get some great inspiration and just find some really cool info. So having said all that, if you follow the tips that we've given you in this episode and in our other ones as well, you really can create a bit of paradise at home. You can create a bit of paradise in your kitchen. It is a place a lot of people spend a lot of time in, so why not make it really cool? And then we've got all of our tips and info about doing the rest of your indoor and outdoor spaces as well. Look into creating that little personal refuge for yourself, that place you can just retreat to at the end of the day with your favorite drink, your favorite cocktail, and one that is just filled with the beauty of the tropics. So until next time, always be on the lookout for tropical inspiration. Join us over on Patreon and have an awesome week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.